96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Getting into college is a very expensive proposition. For many young people, it is out of reach. But for some D.C. residents, the dream of a college education is much closer tonight. D.C.'s Office of the State Superintendent of Education, also known as OSSE, is taking applications for TAG, the D.C. Tuition Assistance Grant. This could mean as much as $10,000 per year for a student attending a public four-year college anywhere in the United States, but that is just the beginning. Joining me in studio to explain are Dr. Antoinette Mitchell. She is the Assistant Superintendent of Post-Secondary and Career Education at OSSE, and Terry Albert, Director of the Tuition Assistance Grant Program at OSSE. Lines are open. Give me a call right now if you have a question, and I'm sure you do. Lots of moving parts here at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Mitchell, Mr. Albert, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, first and foremost, for those who are not familiar, what is OSSE, the Office of the State Superintendent of Education? This is not Chancellor Kaya Henderson's office, correct?
That is correct. OSSE is the D.C. government agency that plays the state role in education. We administer local and federal funds to local education agencies. We're responsible for setting standards and conducting annual assessments. We also work with education from early childhood through K through 12, post-secondary, and adult education as well.
Okay, so who does the office answer to? Does it answer to the mayor? Does it answer to the chancellor? How does that work?
Right. So OSSE reports to the deputy mayor of education, who in turn reports to the mayor. OSSE is responsible and works with all of the local education agencies or school districts. So DCPS and each of the charter schools are considered districts, and we work with them.
Okay. I can imagine that our listeners are thinking $10,000 free college, you know, education, or at least free assistance with that. We don't have to pay this back. This is a grant. Can we get kind of an overview, Mr. Albert, of what TAG is? Because it's not just $10,000 for four-year public schools. This involves private schools. It involves HBCUs and community colleges. So, kind of explain in the most simple terms how this money works and where it comes from.
Absolutely. Thank you, Harold.
Sure.
The DC Tuition Assistance Grant is a federally funded program, and the TAG program helps defray the students' tuition cost difference between the in-state and out-of-state tuition costs. That's where we are able to bridge that gap to assist the student in the tuition, overall tuition expense. DC TAG was first created in 1999. It was by Congress, again, a federally funded program, and we're very excited with the outcomes of the TAG program. So you originally asked, you know, what it is, how do we get it, and you mentioned that with first applying with coming to our website, mm-hmm. and then going to dc1app.dc.gov to apply online, and then afterward completing the FAFSA as well, bringing in supporting documents, and then being awarded the tuition assistance grant. So it's a three easy step process to apply for the DC tuition assistance grant.
I want to break all of those down in a moment, but for those who are near your computers or want to write this down, the first way to access the information is at osse.dc.gov. That's OSSE.gov.
OSSE.DC.GOV. That's OSSE.DC.GOV. And you will see the information right there on the website. Who is eligible? There are a lot of requirements for people who are eligible. The first thing that struck me is that this is available for young people under the age of 24, but then there's a laundry list beneath that. Can you give me the rundown of who's eligible?
Absolutely. So TAG eligibility begins with the person who is applying must be a U.S. citizen mm-hmm. or an eligible non-citizen and have that status. One who receives TAG must be attending an eligible public or private institution across the country. TAG funds are also available to students who are attending private HBCUs, private universities that are local, or two-year colleges and universities across the nation, and that TAG amount is $2,500. Going back to the eligibility, in addition to the things that I mentioned, a TAG student must be a D.C. resident and must have a high school diploma or a GED. And as you mentioned, there is definitely an age requirement. For those students that are coming back after they've received the first TAG award, those students must also meet satisfactory academic progress at their institutions. They must remain at least a part-time student. So those are some of the requirements that come along with TAG.
One of the other things, and I'm kind of looking at this list here, mm-hmm. You cannot be in default with any federal student loans. And again, like you said, high school graduate, or you must have a GED. And it also says an applicant who is not a professional or graduate level degree candidate. So this is only for undergrad school. Is
that
correct?
That's
correct. Yes. Okay. A lot of folks on the line. I'm going to grab a quick phone call, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Lakia calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So my daughter currently attends a four-year private university. She did not get tagged when she graduated high school, D.C. Public Schools. She's looking to transfer to another four-year public university. Would she be able to apply as a new applicant? And what's the criteria for transfer students?
That's a great question, Lakia. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the student who will be transferring to a D.C. TAG-eligible institution, first thing is to ensure that she is has applied for the university. And if she has never been into the D.C. TAG program, again, the first step is to apply, and that is with the online application. And I'll repeat the website for you again, and that's www.dconeapp.dc.gov.
Hold on, because that's a lot for a lot of people to kind of stomach, particularly if they may be driving. First and foremost, if she is in undergrad school now and has not received any TAG money, is she eligible if she transfers?
She would be eligible.
Okay, she would be eligible. And by the way, the deadline is when?
The deadline is June 30th.
June 30th, but you're suggesting don't wait until the 29th or that last week.
Absolutely not. June 30th is very important, but we encourage students to apply early. It's mm-hmm. necessary for students to have completed FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid, as well as tax information. So it's really important to start pulling together all of the necessary documents early on.
Okay. Now let me ask, before I let Lakia go and move to a commercial break, can she find that the website that you mentioned, is that on OSSE.DC.gov?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's stick with that, because that's easy to remember.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Lakia, OSSE.DC.gov. I'm going to take a break. Good luck, Lakia, and to your
great
daughter
you.
As well. Going to take a break. When we come back, Rodney, Connie, Sean, stay with us. We're talking about money available for some D.C. residents who want to go to college.
Lots to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about giving eligible D.C. residents a chance to go to college. A lot of money is available through OSSE, D.C.'s Office of the State Superintendent of Education. My guests in studio are Dr. Antoinette Mitchell. She is the Assistant Superintendent of Post-Secondary and Career Education at OSSE, and Terry Albert, Director of the Tuition Assistance Grant Program at OSSE. Lines are open if you have any questions about the TAG program and what's available, who is eligible at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And before I go to the phone lines, just want to remind our listeners that if you are interested in this program, if you're a D.C. resident and are trying to figure out eligibility and where else you need to go to get access to this grant money, you can find it at osse.dc.gov. That's osse.dc.gov. Let me go to Sean. Sean calling from Washington. Thanks for calling, Sean. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to, I'm a taxi cab driver in D.C. trying to get to graduate school. I was a recipient of the, I believe it was a D.C. TAG. I really appreciate them doing the, taking these measures to do outreach right now to just inform everyone of the financial opportunities that exist for D.C. residents. My situation was at the time I had no family support as far as, involvement in my finances when it came to college. And I didn't find out about that grant until I went away to school in Baltimore at Coppin State, and I found out from one of the financial aid advisors. So I just wanted to say, like, I really appreciate them, assisting me. If I wasn't ever able to get that assistance, I would still be in the same rut as far as, you know, living on Georgia Avenue and dealing with the ills of my community. So,
well, Sean,
I really
I appreciate you calling. Good luck to you as you try to get into graduate school, and I'm sure you will do well. I want to grab a little piece of information for our listeners here, because again, this isn't just about, you know, a 4-year school, and there is a process for getting access to the money. How much money are we talking about here? How much is available?
In total, the program has been fully funded, so we have $30 million available to provide scholarships to D.C. residents this year.
Okay, $30 million. That's a lot of money. After you fill out the initial application, the first thing you do is what, go to FAFSA, or do you fill out something else? How does that work?
Well, initially we do ask the students to complete the FAFSA, because that is one of the required supporting documents to complete the application process. So the FAFSA completion can take anywhere from 3 to 5 days to be processed. So after you complete that FAFSA application, complete our online application, and then bring in the supporting documents to complete your application process for the D.C. TAG award.
How long does it usually take once you have all of your ducks in a row?
You can be made eligible within 48 hours.
And when would you find out?
You'll find out within 48 hours email.
Oh, I see. So if you were to do it this week, you could find out next week.
Absolutely.
Wow, fantastic. Stay with us. We're going to take more of your questions about this TAG program. Lots of money out there for D.C. eligible residents available right now. $30 million, that's a lot of money to help you get into college. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.